The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Joanna LaForgia from the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be presenting content from the June, July. It covers both months, this particular issue. The June, July 2025 issue of Southern Living magazine. This week, we'll continue the story we started last week about the locals' guide to places to take a dip in this heat. Get out of the heat and get into the beautiful water. We'll finish that, and then we'll talk about a Juneteenth picnic occasion. All right? Ready? Oh, the cover of this magazine is a white and light blue background. We described it thoroughly in our June 6th podcast, but it has a casserole dish of grilled peach cobbler with 3 scoops of white ice cream upon it and melting into the grilled peach cobbler. It's golden, and I know they're peaches, but the color seems to be tomato red, but. And, of course, the white vanilla ice cream melting into it. The recipe for this we read either in our June 6th or June 13th podcast, if you would like that recipe. And the top, in tomato red, it says Southern Living across the top. Taste of summer, peach desserts, chocolate pie, and other sweet delights. Yes, listeners, we'll get to the chocolate pie recipe. If not today, then in our next episode. The veggie garden of your dreams, a Carolina lake house escape, next level grilling recipes. Plus, there's a plus sign, mountain magic in North Georgia. Okay, and continuing in our locals guide, time to take a dip. Now that summer has set the thermostat to sizzle, head to one of our top spots to cool off. And this is by James Black. James T. Black. And in our last episode, we talked about Kinlock Falls in Lawrence County, Alabama, Silver Run Falls in Cashiers, North Carolina, Aiken State Park in Windsor, South Carolina, and now we are up to Hamilton Pool Preserve. And that's in Dripping Springs, Texas. And listeners, about a quarter of this page is consumed by a photograph of a painting of people at a creek, a meandering creek, with some rock outcrops. And in the background, there is an elderly couple, white-haired couple. They're sitting down in the background on the left-hand side of the picture. There are blurred greens in the background, like trees, I imagine, blurred there. And there are little waterfalls coming off the rocks where the elderly couple is sitting. And across the creek, not too far, are two young women in two-piece bathing suits. And they are standing, looking at the creek. And in the foreground, we've got two young women swimming. We can just about see their heads and a little bit below their necks on one of them, and the other is swimming. They have brown hair. All of these people, except for the elderly people, have chocolate brown hair. And they're swimming in water that's a teal, kind of an ice blue water. It's ice and a mixture of spring greens and winter blues, looks like, and a little bit of white in there, white where the waterfalls are coming in. Okay, so as we started, Hamilton Pool Preserve in Dripping Springs, Texas, about 30 miles west of Austin and 60 miles east of Luckenbach. This swimming hole in the spring-fed Box Canyon is as famous in Texas as Waylon and Willie. Local legend says the 8-year-old son of a rancher discovered the spot in the 1880s. But the area was used by Native Americans for thousands of years. Travis County bought the public pool, quote-unquote, and more than 200 surrounding acres in 1985 and eventually formed the Hamilton Pool Preserve. There is a limit on the number of swimmers allowed into the water at a time. Reserve a morning or afternoon slot online for $12 per vehicle, credit card only, and then pay an additional cash only per person entrance fee upon arrival. The cost is totally justified by the hours of fun and relaxation you'll have admiring the 50-foot waterfall and waiting by the beach at this collapsed stone grotto. The next one is Lake Marion, and that is in South Carolina, Lowcountry. A little over an hour and a half north of Charleston lies the largest lake in South Carolina, so big that locals dubbed it the Inland Sea. Lake Marion has 511 miles of shoreline over five counties, helping farmers irrigate their crops, giving anglers plenty of promising spots to fish, and creating a well-loved playground for swimmers and skiers. The best place to drop a line or take a pontoon boat tour is Santee State Park. And listeners, that's spelled S as in Sam, A N as in Nancy, T as in Thomas, E E. Santee State Park on the lake's western shore. Reel in giant bottom-dwelling catfish or rent a kayak or paddleboard for a day on the water. Landlubbers can watch for great blue herons, painted buntings, and ospreys from shore. Excuse me. And this is the last one we have here. Helton Creek Falls. And that is in Union County, Georgia. If you have waterfalls but would rather skip a challenging hike, If you love waterfalls but would rather skip a challenging hike, head to these tiered marvels less than 20 miles west of Helen. Set in Chattahoochee Oconee National Forest near Vogel State Park, these two cascades are less than a half-mile stroll from a parking area on Helton Creek Road. Climb the wooden staircase to a viewing platform beside the lower falls, where the water spills into a clear pool surrounded by moss and ferns. Stop there in the spray and shade, or follow a trail to get to the upper falls. That part does involve a little hiking. Either way, you won't regret the journey. Happy swimming. And now we'll move on to in-season traditions, a festive gathering. On Juneteenth, North Carolina chef Ricky Moore brings the community together with a picnic. And almost half the page, we have a photograph of North Carolina chef Ricky Moore. In the background is a wood paneled wall, and there are two paintings hanging there. Well, one is a painting, it's blurred, but seems to be of a sailboat in the water, and the side that is a more of a chart of all different kinds of fish. Can't see it too well, but back there in the background. In the foreground, sitting, and this appears to be a restaurant with wooden tables and attached red panel chairs. And then there's a wooden chair in the foreground upon which sits an African-American gentleman wearing a sun hat or fishing hat, It's cafe au lait colored, fishing hat, and he's wearing sunglasses, has a big smile, and he has a white T-shirt on, and red, tomato red, between tomato red and orange, overalls, appear to be those waterproof or fishing overalls, and they are actually held up with suspenders that have some printing on them that we can't quite read. It might be New Bern. And the caption of the photograph is Coastal Roots. Moore grew up fishing in New Bern, North Carolina. Ricky Moore still calls himself a cook despite being a James Beard award-winning chef. It's a small detail that says a lot about his humble spirit. As the owner of Saltbox Seafood Joint in Durham, North Carolina, he's become an evangelist for local seafood and the power of collaboration in the kitchen. It's the latter that inspired his annual Juneteenth celebration, called the Durmnik, which is short for Durham Picnic. Because, as he says, the idea of Juneteenth is community. Excuse me. This holiday commemorates the reading of General Order No. 3 on June 19, 1865. Even though the Emancipation Proclamation had been issued about 2.5 years prior, this was when the news of freedom first made it to an estimated 250,000 enslaved people in Texas. From then on, the day became one for celebration, although it wasn't established as an official holiday across the United States until 2021. Moore's Durmnik Gathering highlights several North Carolina chefs, and each prepares a dish to contribute to the event's to-go lunchboxes. Offerings include flavors from around the world, which is by design. When you have a picnic, get-together, or party, you've got a bunch of different people bringing something to the table, he says. Last year, Moore made his Trini-style soused, and that's S-O-U-S-E-D, North Carolina shrimp, and cucumber, corn, and peppers. We can get to the recipe in a bit, listeners, which he describes as the great grandmama of pickled shrimp, served ice cold. It's ideal on a hot, humid summer day. The term soused refers to marinating an ingredient in a pickling liquid, like these shrimp dressed in a seasoned lime juice brine. It's also a nod to Caribbean souse, a cold fish made with pig's feet. Moore says you either love souse or you don't, but he adds that it shouldn't rattle Southerners. How many times do you go into a corner store in the South and see pickled pig's feet? He asks, drawing on the connection between the African diaspora and Southern foodways. Take the green seasoning in the recipe. Moore likens it to the holy trinity of Cajun cooking: onion, celery, and bell pepper. Although its formula varies across the Caribbean, green seasoning is generally composed of onions, peppers, scallions, garlic, and chadenbeni. That's C-H-A-D-O-N and B-E-N-I, which is an herb related to cilantro that is often sold as culantro and has a bold citrus flavor. If you're not up for all that chopping, he says, Walker's Wood, a Jamaican food brand, makes a good store-bought alternative. Excuse me. Alongside his own cooking, the roster of talented chefs bring their own tastes to the picnic. Moore considers it one way to pay his success forward. There's enough room for everyone to be recognized, he says, calling himself a cheerleader for the local culinary up-and-comers. The 2024 Germnick lineup also featured sweet and sour watermelon salad from Sarah Cooney of the Root Cellar Cafe and Catering in Chapel Hill and Cafe Root Cellar in Pittsburgh. This refreshing combo calls for cubes of melon and the pickled rind. To wash it all down, Adrian Lindsay of Missy Lane's Assembly Room in Durham mixed up a spirit-free cocktail, a mockery, and there's a recipe here, which we'll get to momentarily, that is infused, that's is infused with his hibiscus tea, cherry juice, and sage. The hibiscus lends it a holiday hue, as red drinks are an important symbol of Juneteenth, tied to West African beverages made from this flower or kola nuts, K-O-L-A nuts. Moore hopes to continue to grow the event each year and include more people. But at the end of the day, he says, if I'm able to have a platform to showcase folks and everybody gets a win, that's super fulfilling for me. So, listeners, we have here a full-page photo of the Trini-style South North Carolina shrimp, cucumber, corn, and peppers. And we'll read that recipe to you momentarily. It's the background of this photo is a soft, it's a mix between red and pink, kind of a dark pink blurred tablecloth with a, it's a watermelon color. That's what it is. And there is bleeding off the top of the frame a glass of what appears to be a watermelon drink. And in the foreground, there is the dish is a, it looks like a bamboo, and it's bamboo colored, bamboo pasta plate, sort of. And in that sits the salad of shrimp and cucumbers. It's the summer green dominates the photo. Summer green and that. The dark red or pink of the shrimp, and then of course the yellow corn and cucumbers and white onions, and there's a wooden fork buried in it. All right, so here we go. Trini style South North Carolina shrimp, cucumber, corn, and peppers. Recipe by Ricky Moore, chef and owner of Saltbox Seafood Joint in Durham. The active time for this is 40 minutes, and the total cooking time is 2 hours and 45 minutes, and it serves 6. Ingredients are 1 pound large, peeled, and deboned fresh raw shrimp, tails removed. 1 cup of fresh corn kernels from 1 ear. 2 cucumbers, thinly sliced, about 5 cups. 1 white onion, thinly sliced, about 2 1/4 cups. 1 1/2 cups of thinly sliced roasted red peppers from 1 16-ounce jar. 5 tablespoons of fresh lime juice from 3 limes. 3 tablespoons of thinly sliced fresh chardonnay or cilantro, plus more for garnish, 2 tablespoons of chicken bouillon granules, 1 tablespoon of kosher salt, 1 tablespoon of Caribbean green seasoning, such as Walker's Wood, that's the brand name, 2 teaspoons of finely chopped garlic from 2 garlic cloves, and 1 teaspoon of Jamaican hot pepper sauce, such as Grace, that's the brand name, Grace, plus more to taste. Step 1. Place a steamer basket inside a medium pot. Fill the pot with about 1/2 inch of water, ensuring there is at least 1 inch between the basket bottom and the water line. Cover and bring to a boil over high. Reduce heat to medium Add shrimp and corn to steamer basket. Cover and cook, undisturbed, until shrimp are cooked and corn is tender, 5 to 7 minutes. Remove steamer basket from pot and let it cool for 5 minutes. Step 2. Stir together cucumbers, onion, roasted peppers, roasted red peppers, 1.5 cups of water, lime juice, chabanbeni or cilantro, bouillon, salt, green seasoning, garlic, and hot pepper sauce in a large bowl. Add the cooked shrimp and corn. Cover and refrigerate for 2 hours or up to 24 hours. And step 3, taste and add more Jamaican hot pepper sauce if desired. Garnish with fresh chabanbeni or cilantro. Serve at room temperature or chilled. And, listeners, incidentally, if you're in the Durham area, it says join the picnic. If you're in the Durham area, Moore will be hosting a gathering again this Juneteenth with new dishes and local chefs. Visit Chef Ricky Moore, and that's chefrickymoore.com for additional information. And we think we have time for that mockery, that drink that we were talking about, that spirit-free drink. A mockery recipe by Adrian Lindsay of Missy Lane's Assembly Room in Durham. This is active time, 5 minutes, and that's the total time. It serves one. So grab yourself 1 cup. You hear the ingredients. 1 cup of cold hibiscus tea brewed according to package directions, such as Traditional Medicinals. That's the brand name. Traditional Medicinals. 1/2 cup of tart cherry juice. 1.5 tablespoons or 3/4 ounce of fresh lemon juice from 1 lemon. 1 tablespoon or 1/2 ounce of orgeat, that's O-R-G-E-A-T, or almond syrup, such as Monin, brand name, M-O-N-I-N. And 1 tablespoon or 1/2 ounce of sage simple syrup. There is a recipe for that here. And ice and lemon slices and fresh sage leaves. Stir the first 5 ingredients in a 16-ounce glass filled with ice until chilled and combined, about 15 seconds. Garnish with lemon slices and sage leaves. That's all you need to do. Here's your sage simple syrup recipe. Active time, 10 minutes. Total, 1 hour and 10 minutes. Makes about a quarter of a cup. Bring 1/2 cup of water to a boil in a saucepan over high. Remove from heat. Add 1/2 cup of granulated sugar. Stir until dissolved, about 30 seconds. Add 5 fresh sage leaves. Cover and let steep at room temperature about 1 hour. Discard sage. Refrigerate in an airtight container up to 1 week. And that is one of the ingredients in the previous recipe for a mockery, that spirit-free drink that we talked about. And let's go for our sweet and sour watermelon salad. That recipe is by Sarah Cuny, chef and owner of the Root Cellar Cafe and Catering in Chapel Hill and its sister restaurant in Pittsburgh. Active time, 30 minutes, total 1 hour. It served 6. Here's the dressing. 1/2 cup of fresh lime juice from 4 limes. 3 tablespoons of light brown sugar. 2 tablespoons of finely chopped garlic. 1 tablespoon of finely chopped fresh ginger from 1 2-inch piece. 1/2 cup of olive oil. 1 teaspoon of kosher salt. And 1/2 teaspoon of black pepper. And the ingredients of the salad are 1 5-pound seedless watermelon, peeled and cut into 1/2-inch cubes, about 10 cups. 4 shallots, thinly sliced, about 3/4 of a cup. 2 red jalapeno or serrano chilies, thinly sliced, seeded if desired, about 1/2 cup. 1 cup of chopped fresh cilantro leaves and tender stems from 1 bunch. 1/2 cup of drained watermelon rind pickles, homemade or store-bought. 1/2 cup of chopped fresh mint, plus more for garnish. And 3 tablespoons of chopped Thai basil. Step 1, prepare the dressing. Whisk together the lime juice, brown sugar, garlic, and ginger in a medium bowl until combined. Whisking constantly, gradually add the oil until combined. Whisk in salt and pepper. Set the dressing aside or cover and refrigerate it up to 1 week. And step 2, prepare the salad. Toss together watermelon, shallots, red jalapenos or serranos, cilantro, watermelon rind pickles, mint, basil, and dressing in a large bowl until combined. Cover and refrigerate 30 minutes or up to 12 hours. Garnish with mint just before serving. And there we have Chef Ricky Moore's Juneteenth picnic, or Dermnik. And in the short time we have left, we will go into the short article about from Cooking School. These are tips and tricks from the South's most trusted kitchen. And this is crispy fried fish in a flash. Here's how to fry like a pro with our foolproof technique. 1, and it works for just about any kind of fish. 1, soak the fish. Whisk together buttermilk, eggs, and hot sauce in a large bowl. Add the fillets and submerge completely and marinate at room temperature for 10 minutes. 2, make a seasoned dredge. Stir crushed saltine crackers, salt, garlic powder, paprika, black pepper, and cayenne pepper in a wide, shallow bowl or pie plate until well combined. 3, coat it evenly, remove it from the buttermilk mixture, allowing excess to drip off. Transfer the fish to cracker mixture, pressing to coat both sides and gently shake off the excess. And 4, don't crowd the pot. Add a few fillets at a time to the hot oil. Fry, turning occasionally until they're golden brown and cooked through, 3 to 4 minutes. And let the oil return to temperature after each batch. And as you see, we've run out of time for today's episode of Southern Living. I hope you enjoyed it and hope you'll listen next time. I'm Joanna LaForgia for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. Once more, that's 919-832-5138. So long until next time.